Right. So, okay, well, I want to change gears a little bit. Let's talk about legal marijuana. So voters in the state said last fall they wanted to decriminalize the drug, which created a gigantic regulatory pile of hurdles for the legislature to kind of overcome this session. I understand the bill to implement that legalization is that's on the table right now is a little more conservative than maybe some people feel the vote intended. What's sort of your outlook for how that process is going, and how are you involved in that right now?
Well, none of the legislation has reached the committee that I sit on, the Finance Committee, so I don't have the benefit of sitting through the committee hearings. But that said, I can tell listeners that it's been, outside of the budget, probably the biggest topic here in the building, with multiple hearings going on at one time. I think yesterday I was told there was 5 committee hearings on the topic.
Wow.
So here we are in the legislature having to somehow scramble, and in the face of an impending deadline. I think it's February 24th when the initiative is certified and the commercialization of marijuana can actually begin in some capacity. So here we are in the legislature trying to figure out how do we put a regulatory framework together that meets the initiative's intent while at the same time protecting those who are under the age of 21 who aren't authorized to be involved in the legalization of marijuana, and also putting up sideboards, everything from the licensing, the registration, the public, the law enforcement side of it, taking all the laws off the books that are now not germane anymore because of the initiative. It's a huge undertaking, and I think we're here in the legislature, in the reactive mode on it because it's all happened so fast, and I think to many legislators pretty unexpectedly, with the, I think some thinking that the initiative would not have passed. And so here we are trying to react as best as we possibly can. And we've heard the governor say that, he's going to uphold the intent of the initiative. And so I think that's kind of where we're at the moment.
Yeah, and you're correct on that date, by the way, February 24th. And I know our local officials, sort of our city council and folks like that, have really kind of been deferring to the legislature on this, saying once they figure it out, we'll kind of figure out what to do locally. As far as rural communities go, do you feel like this has sort of a special significance? I mean, are there extra measures that are going to have to be taken to really protect and set this up in sort of the off-the-road system types of places like the Aleutians?
Well, like everybody else, I'm trying to get informed on the subject. I'm trying to learn about it as fast as I possibly can. I take reading home with me at night, and I'm reading about the Supreme Court's case back in 1975 and the legalization, the 1998 decision that allowed some form of medical marijuana to be in use for Alaska residents, and so on and so forth, and how it impacts community leaders. That's kind of one of the first questions out of my mouth when people come to the office, is what's happening at your local level? What do you know? What can I help you through the resources through my office here in the legislature, help you get better versed on what this could mean to your community? And so it's all happening so fast. I think all of us basically are still in the learning mode about the issue.
Absolutely. All right, Representative, well, that's all the time we have for today, but thank you so much for joining me, and good luck.
Well, it's been my pleasure, Annie, and it's a real, true privilege to be back once again representing Unalaska, and I look forward to seeing the city delegation when they do come down, and I look forward to future radio shows as well.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. That was Representative Bryce Edgman. He represents District 37, that includes the Aleutians and the Alaska Peninsula, in the Alaska State House. He joined us on the phone from Juneau.